Welcome back to the Super Motivated Cement Podcast. Today, my episode will be talking about judgmental people. What does that really mean? Well, of course, I can attest, or shall I say 100% of us can attest to being judgmental for once in our lifetime, or, you know, more than once. I feel that, you know, this episode will open up people's eyes to see the internal heart of people and not the physical appearance of a person or people. As the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover. Which basically means don't judge a person by the way they look on the outside, because that person might help you get through a trying time, or might, you know, inject some positivity in your life, or might cheer you up or bring some type of joy into your life, or whatever you're dealing with. You know, it's just, you know, it could give you some uplifting lessons, life lessons to learn from. You just never know. Some people are very kind-hearted. Some people are loving. Some people are very, you know, compassionate. Some people are sincere about helping people in this world. So I would always say, man, I'm not being judgmental toward anybody, because I personally dealt with, you know, being judgmental while I was in, you know, college. And I have a story, and I feel like stories are always, you know, more personal, because you can tell a story to someone and they can remember that story, and then they can remember, like, the topic at hand or whatever you was talking about at that given time. So my story was about me being in college. I remember me taking a statistics class. It's a business statistics class. It's pretty hard. I had to, you know, go to, you know, a TA, you know, on the days that we had lessons, or, you know, lessons in the classrooms. I had to, you know, get extra help. Because, you know, a lot of times the professor, you know, they can go fast, they can go slow, but they have TAs that pretty much take notes for them and pretty much help people that needs to be helped. So one particular day, I remember going to the library, you know, to study for, it might have been a midterm or studying for a final or whatnot, and I was having trouble on the computer. And I automatically just started thinking negative thoughts, like the people that was there to assist people, you know, on the computers and whatnot, or, you know, on the technology that was, you know, at hand. If we had any problems, they had people that was walking around the library actually helping people that needed help. So I was basically like saying, oh, this person not gonna help, this person not gonna help, she not gonna help, he probably don't help, they look weird, or, you know, just thinking negative stuff that I shouldn't have been, you know, thinking at the time. But long story short, I remember the guy coming up to me. He was like, hey, aren't you in, you know, so-and-so class, you know, at certain time of days? Like, I see you in the front all the time. He's like, I see you, you know, looking around like you need some assistance. So he actually, you know, walked me through, you know, what I needed to do on these several problems that, you know, that was pretty much slowing me down on the process of, you know, doing my review or whatnot. So he was patient with me. And from that point on, you know, I got through what I needed to get through that particular day. But from that point on, I told myself, you know, to be open-minded and give people chances, especially people that, you know, actually out to, you know, actually help people and, you know, is there to help. You know, I think that might have been like a work-study job for that person, but all in all, that was just a prime example of people that's actually out here to help you, you know, when you're being negative and, you know, you're being closed-minded about, you know, people and, you know, their color, their race, you know, whatnot. And from that particular point to up to now to, you know, what's going on with all of this, you know, situation with the coronavirus or whatnot, You just, you know, you got to be open-minded about things, especially with all this stuff and all this madness going around in this world now. But I just want to share that personal story as far as me not being, you know, open-minded and me, you know, being very judgmental, because you got to, you know, open yourself up and give people some chances. Now, I know there have been times that, you know, people have been, you know, burnt, or what I mean by that burnt is, you know, people being taken advantage of or whatnot, and it make people build up a wall. So, you know, that happens. But those people that, you know, did you wrong, or, you know, meant wrong by you, you just have to cut them off. But all in all, that shouldn't stop you from just, shutting down everybody, because there are good people in this world and there are bad people in this world. You just gotta, be able to strategically move amongst, those good and bad people, and, stay around like-minded individuals and continue to be open-minded. Later on in my journey in life, in my hometown of Marlin, I've been judged for being, from a family with a tough background, but I still prevail with the help from God and a whole host of positive role models and positive like-minded people, which helped me, become the person that I am today. So with that said, I just hope that people will, have an open mind, as I reiterated all throughout this podcast. Just have an open mind when it comes to individuals that had a, humble upbringing, or that is currently experiencing a tough time dealing with life, because it's not their fault, the way they was raised up, but it's on us to help people and not judge them by their color, last name, et cetera. Just know that no matter what, people will judge you. They will judge you if you're dead or alive. But also know that, God is good and God will see you through. Just have faith. Last but not least, try not to judge anyone, because, it might be a blessing in disguise. Thank you for listening to the Super Motivated Podcast.